Rio Statics with their song about free trade, right, Tim?
Closely associated to that topic.
Well, tell me about the Stompin' Tom Connors pilgrimage, which paralleled, I think you heard me say this in the billboards this morning, sort of paralleled my own. And one of you guys wrote to me saying, where are you, Dave?
Yeah, I wrote to you, but you never wrote back, Peter.
Well, I'm pretty good about that.
That's
usually
what I was told.
I am pretty good. And did you tell me where Stompin' Tom was?
No.
Well, then why would I write back to you?
Well, I don't know.
Because you didn't have any news for me.
Oh, but there was news. Sure.
Where did you guys find them?
Well, I'll be really brief, because I told the story in The Entertainers, and they told me to hurry it up. So, okay, I thought about it.
We're a three-hour program.
The story. There you go. Well, do we have 3 hours? No.
Yeah.
I went to Ireland in 1985. People asked me about Canada, and I had to define Canada for them. The only way I could really define them quickly, briefly, was to play them Stompin' Tom's music.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't really a fan until I went to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And upon returning to Canada, asked people about Stompin' Tom. They told me that he hadn't been seen in like 8 years. He had dropped about out of the music business. He had been in self-imposed exile. I thought, neat. And they told me that, you know, nobody had seen him. So I thought, well, maybe I'll give it a shot. Hung around Boot Records incessantly for months, getting really neat old tour programs, lots of cool memorabilia, but
no,
never,
Tom.
Yeah, no Tom. You know, Yuri Krytek, his manager,
yeah.
Strange man. He would give me the cold shoulder lots of times. But there was an elderly receptionist at Boot Records who was very friendly, very kind. And one day I went in, it was a December day, and I said, it must be pretty slow time for the record business. You can't be very busy. She said, I've been going mad. She held up a letter for me that was addressed to Richard Hatfield, inviting him to help celebrate Stompin' Tom's 50th birthday party at so-and-so a place at so-and-so a time.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down all the information, gave her a big kiss, a big hug, went back to my place, phoned up Tim, phoned up another friend.
And crashed the big 50.
Crashed the party, went up to a small town near Guelph. You know, we went, beautiful old community hall, very tiny, place where like minor league hockey banquets would be held. Went up to the front steps, asked if we could see Stompin' Tom. Sure enough, like a ghost, he appeared in the doorway. And I said something feeble like, I'm here to represent the youth of Canada. And he kind of looked at me like, and I had a little petition that had like 25 signatures, please come back, Tom, that we'd passed around at our gig or something. And he kind of put it in his back pocket and he said, where'd you come from? We said, Toronto. And he said, you come all the way from Toronto, you might as well come in and have a few drinks. And it was beautiful. And before Tim and I knew it, we were being dragged across the dance floor by a couple of elderly locals. And it was a beautiful night. And so then I wrote this article about it and sent it to you. Because this was February of 86. So,
you're way ahead of me, because we finally got him on here. I just looked it up this morning. It was December 88.
Yeah, part of the reason I was so sort of infatuated with finding him was because, I mean, Jesus, Zowski put out the call, and he could find him. So.
No, but you guys found him.
There you go.
That's right. What's the connection? Because you're not from, we're saying Toronto, but you're actually all from Etobicoke, right?
Correct, Alex.
You use that every interview. Alex, come on.
Okay, yeah, we are from Etobicoke, although Martin is from Reckesdale, which is part of Etobicoke, but it's in the nether regions.
A burrow within a burrow.
A donkey within a donkey.
Were you friends in high school? When did the band
come
together?
We all kind of came together. It was weird. Tim and I formed the first, first period of Rio Statics, the early years.
Yeah.
Dave Clark came into the picture shortly thereafter. Then Martin came in the picture around 84, 85. And our original drummer was Graham Kirkland, and he stopped playing with us after like 3 years of Tim and I playing together. Dave came. Or whatever. Yeah, it wasn't very long.
And Dave, you went to Trinity in Ireland.
85. That was in 85. When I came back, that was when Martin joined the band,
mm-hmm.
and that's when we really started to.
So Martin, you're the spark plug, right?
Yeah. Oh, most definitely.
And did you break up for a while and then come back together?
For a year, we broke up. We took a rest.
Yeah. Joss sent us asunder, and then,
sure.
And we came back together again.
We'd been in each other's faces for like an intense.
It was a year doing
period.
Yeah, we three tours across Canada.
Mm-hmm. And recording.
And when you tour, you really tour. I mean, because right, it's not just the big arenas.
No, it's clubs and
not terribly
halls.
Comfortable places.
And sleeping on lots of floors and quite a lot of friendly people saving and paving the way for us.
Like in Regina, we should talk about the Reverend Duncan Wallace.
Well, the very Reverend Duncan Wallace, who we're eternally grateful for, who's never actually met us, was on.
We've never met him either.
Was on a holiday, but.
I wonder if he knows Wallace.
But the very Reverend Andrew, who is his son, seemed to be quite a wild man, and he was really young, really young. I don't know how he got into the bar, but he came up after the gig.
You're really helping this young guy.
And he said, hey, you guys need a place to stay?
And we went, yes.
And then he took us to this palace.
Beautiful.
Oh, man.
It's weird. Every place, city we go to, we sort of end up gravitating to these beautiful suburban homes. Not unlike our own. And it's great. We end up feeling totally comfortable.
This one was a particularly very good because they had many rooms
and dog
clippers.
That's right.
In which we groomed everybody's hair with, which was quite fun.
With dog clippers.
Dog shears, yeah. I found them in the basement when I was exercising.
Not dog shears.
Yeah, they were dog shears.
When you're on the road, you know, you...
Oh, really?
You can't.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where are you going? You're supposed to be... My notes say you're on an Ontario tour right now, which means that you've hit downtown Toronto this morning.
I think. We just came sailing in.
From Kapuskasing. Where are you touring?
From Ottawa.
Last night?
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Yeah, we were...
No, it wasn't.
No,
you couldn't have been in Ottawa last night.
No, it was Ottawa on Sunday. We played Kingston on Thursday, where we spouted Satanic Verses, so the manager of the club told our agent.
Where was that?
Yes. At a place called AJ's Hangar. We got a complaint. In any case...
Won't be back there.
No. And Friday we played in Guelph, home of Lewis Melville.
Yes.
Where are we? We're in Santa Gaff in the Laurentians Sunday, Monday. Then we go to Montreal and Burlington and Hamilton.
Terminal, yes.
All over the place. And then the rest of Canada in May. A big tour in May. Can't wait.
Back to Verdun?
Yeah. For sure.
You know it. When would we be there? Probably around the very end of May.
The fun part's going to be discovering all those other Wally Slaters who are waiting in the wings.
Therein lay the beauty of touring.
I hope so.
And who will win the Stanley Cup, in your view?
Boy, the Oilers look unbeatable.
Ah, for best Canadian band in history.
Ah!
Love the Oilers. Exquisite taste in hockey and everything.
The Game of Our Lives is one of my favorites, too.
Oh, geez, you guys can do nothing wrong here. Listen, thanks for this. We'll keep in touch. Maybe you should check in with us from time to time when you're on tour.
Hey, we'll call you.
Tell us people that you meet.
Call you from Wally's Kitchen.
That'd be good. In Verdun.
Yeah.
Or Melville. Dave Benini, Martin Tielli, Dave Clark, and Tim Vesely, they are the Rio Statics, and here's one more of their songs.
Oh, well, I...